This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's expanding global footprint in cricket. The participants are Vijay Dahiya, former cricketer, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Indians in general have been very, very passionate about cricket as a game. In fact, wherever there is the game being played, there are hordes and hordes of people being attracted to it. Their emotions also run very high when the game is being played. Has the game evolved over the last few years? Has it kept pace with the changing times? Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Mr. Vijay Dahiya, who's a former cricketer. Welcome, Vijayji, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Vijayji, cricket in India has always been a very passionate sport, especially among masses. And how has it evolved on the global scene?
I think you have to give credit to what happened in 83. I think that seed was put in the ground, and that tree or whatever root we see is visible now. I think that win in 1983 under the leader of Kapil Dev has changed the mindset. It was just a sport. Now it's a full-fledged profession, and I think it's been run professionally, it's been played professionally, and I think that's a huge change that we see about this game in India. It's not a game anymore, it's a profession.
Indians have usually been very enthusiastic about cricket. Wherever the game is being played, it just attracts hordes of people. What is the current status of cricket in India today?
It's blooming. That's what the current state is. And if you see, the reason why you see people watching it, reason why you see people following it, is the success, is the performance. It's the how Indian team has evolved. The numbers is pure visible. The performance is phenomenal. Wherever we go, wherever we participate, we are the hot favorite to win it. There was a time when you used to go to Australia and hardly anybody used to watch it. They said, oh, you were in Australia. I think they're a stronger team now. I've seen where anywhere we go, anywhere in the world, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, everybody's look forward to have a contest with the Indian side. Everything is changed over the years. It's not happened overnight. It's over the years, the success that we're seeing right now, be it the performance, this game being so popular, or the way it's been run in this country. I think a lot of credit, if the credit goes to the players, a lot of credit needs to go to BCCI as well.
For a long time, people thought of children taking other professions, you know, doctors, engineers, MBAs, lawyers. Do you see cricket being played by children as good livelihood out of it?
It's a golden ticket to phenomenal lifestyle, but it requires a lot of hard work. I mean, like you rightly mentioned, 20 years back, everybody, not everybody, the parents will always want a safe and secure future for their kids. At that time, even now, like you just mentioned, doctor, lawyer, MBA, had a very good life out of that. So you've been, in some cases, you wanted to be, and some cases you've been pushed to go there because every parent, like I just mentioned, want a secure life for their kids. But over the years, let's say last 20, 25 years, the numbers that you see is related to this game. I know for sure. I've seen it from my own eyes. I see parents encouraging and in some cases almost pushing them towards this sport because they know even if you don't make it right at the top, making into IPL can change the whole everything for you as far as the life is, like you just mentioned about being having a good life, good financial backing. This game provides that in India at the moment.
So one can make a career out of it, you think, right?
More than a career. And it doesn't stop when you stop playing. If you're good enough, you can continue. You can be an umpire. You can be a coach. You can be a commentator. You can be an expert. There's so many other avenues open up as long as you stay in touch with this game.
Yes, you talked about being a commentator. Do you see that the coverage of the game has improved over the years? Now it's much, much nicer. We have many cameras. You can see the ball. You can see the replay. Over the years, as the game has evolved, the coverage also has evolved. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the reason why I know for sure that a lot of people, when you go to the stadium, you don't go only to watch the game. You go there to enjoy the atmosphere as well. And you enjoy the whole noise when you go to that stadium. But so it's about the excitement that you go. You definitely go to cricket, but it's the excitement which attracts you towards the stadium. But I know so many people who want to stay at home and watch it, like you just mentioned, from every angle. You're not going to get that sort of a close-up, all those angles. Once you miss that at the stadium, you're not going to get a replay there. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the mentality that has changed in the masses is about the coverage has gone phenomenal. I can't say the same about the standard of the commentary, though. But, yeah, as far as the coverage is concerned, it's gone to the next level now. So many angles, so many other cameras, the cameras we never thought of. You have a stump camp now. You can get close as you can sitting at in your drawing room to this game, which is absolutely phenomenal.
So we can say that technically we have kept pace with the times, and that has also attributed to the popularity of the crane, right?
One more thing which goes is vice versa. It's the performance as well. I mean, like when you're doing well, everybody wants to associate it with you. You can play a good game, but if you keep losing, you won't have that kind of following. So I think the credit goes to the players as well, how they have played this game in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I was coming exactly to that. Indian team first played cricket on the 25th of June, 1932. But we won the World Cup twice, first in 1983 under Kapil Dev, his captainship, and second time in 2011 under Mahendra Singh Dhoni's captainship. Do you think, I was just coming to that, do you think that has contributed hugely to the popularity and sustainability of the popularity of the game?
Absolutely. 83 is everything as far as cricket is concerned in this country. That was the point where everything has changed. You can't take anything away from 2011 as well. It's a World Cup win. You have proved one more time how good we are as far as world cricket is concerned. Even after so many years, you see up and down. But 83, I think, was the pivotal. From there, just going and participating in the tournament, that belief came in that we are not only going to participate in a tournament, we can win it as well. We won in 83. After that, we won in 85, Championship Trophy in Australia. Mm-hmm. I think from there, everything changed. Whatever we are seeing today, I think the credit goes to what happened in 1983. And then, you know, that impact. You talk about impact in your life, in a sport, in a country. I think 83 made that impact, what we're seeing. Winning in 2011, again, huge thing. It's a phenomenal performance. But 83, for me, is where I feel everything has changed as far as cricket is concerned in India.
1983 was a game changer.
Absolutely game changer.
You talked about participation. I'm led to another thought process, and that is that you mentioned participation. When we talk of participation in a sports game, we think of sportsmanship, actually. But now, do you think that the emotions run so high in a stadium when cricket is being played, particularly, I'm talking about other games as well, but particularly about cricket here, it has sometimes, do you think that the attitude has changed? It has become all about who is winning and who is losing, and the frenzy that the reaction which it evokes when, you know, when it's winning, people just go crazy. When it's losing again, some people get a little violent. Do you think there has been a change of attitude and that needs to be a little kind of checked a bit here?
I think if it crosses that line, there's always a line. And, you know, that's the reason why you have umpires, match referees and everything. If it crosses that border, if you cross that line, then it's not good. But apart from that, you go out there, you playing for your country, you playing for your club, or you playing for your franchisee, you want to give everything. Like I just told you, it's not a game anymore. It's a profession. And when it's a profession, even when it's a game, you give everything.
Yes.
But now that mentality has changed that I'm going to give 110%. There are people whose body language is completely different than the others, but that doesn't mean the body language, people who doesn't have an aggressive body language are not giving 100%. But yeah, there are some individuals who like to portray that energy, and they play with that sort of energy every time, with that sort of enthusiasm every time. And you need that kind of character. How many sportsmen you have seen world over, or sportswomen, who are docile? Mm-hmm. Sometimes any sport demand that sort of aggression. I'm all for that. But yeah, there is a line. There is, you can't cross that. But sometimes it happens in the heat of the moment, or some people are known to do that on a regular basis, but they get reprimanded. There are people who you have to pay fine for all those things. There are people, you know, who have to pay the price for these kind of things when you cross the line. But you want to see an aggression on the field. You want to see that they are giving everything. You want to see that end of the game, you know, sometimes when a certain team lose, they say, all right, I have given everything now. And I have an opportunity when I go to the park next day to change the outcome of this game. But yeah, end of the day, you need to sit in your dressing room and say, whether you won or lost, that I have given everything.
So maybe sometime one can talk about sports etiquette at some point. All right, let's move on. What are your views on women's participation in cricket, or to be more specific, women's cricket in our country?
I think it's the popularity at the moment is phenomenal. And the way the current Indian cricket is run or is played, it's, I think, it's remarkable. The standard that I see right now, and I'm not talking about only skill, I'm talking about the fitness, I'm talking about the mentality, I'm talking about the professionalism in women cricket, is a prime example how popular this game is becoming and how serious the top women athletes are right at the scheme of thing who are playing for this country or who are inspiring to play for this country. It's heartening to see. And with a lot of tournament now, WPL has started in the last 2 years. This game is becoming more popular as far as women is concerned, and that's what you wanted to see. And they have some really good role models to follow too.
We spoke about the technical advancement of the coverage of the game, and you said, yes, we have kept pace with the times. Since the first 2020 match under Dhoni's captainship, there has been a lot of enthusiasm. Do you see that as a turning point for cricket? And we can see that it has kept pace with the times, with the changing times, because you want a quick result now.
I think it's about the format. So that's what the demand of the game. So when we talk about five-day cricket, it's a completely different demand. When you talk about 50-over cricket, it's a completely different demand. But this format is really demanding. Although people say it's only 20 overs, but 20 overs takes everything out of you. It's the demand. It plays on a fast pace. You have to be absolutely sharp, not only with your skill, you have with your mental ability as well. You cannot take anything for granted. You are never out of the game, or you're never winning till the last ball is bowled or the last run is scored. And I think that's the whole excitement about this format, and that's the reason why you see how successful or how this format takes people to.
And do you see a lot of enthusiasm in the para cricketers as well?
I think so, and I think it's phenomenal that enthusiasm that I see among the para cricketers. Credit goes to them. Their enthusiasm is second to none, and that's it. When they hear or when they see what's going on, I think they also get inspired and they want to do that. And in para cricket as well, if you look at our numbers as far as Indian team is concerned, it's really good. So it's very, very heartening to see that everybody has been looked after.
Vijayji, for a long time, we saw cricket dominating the media space or the sports space. In the last 10 years or so, we've seen that other sports have come and filled some space, you know, and we see that they are getting predominance, whether it's coverage or whether it is, perhaps it's the stupendous win in the Olympics, which has something to do with it. And of course, the government has had its own policies like Khelo India and finding out good talent from remote areas of the country, assuming that they are more hardy and more tough and they need a sense of direction and training. Do you think that cricket can be threatened by the resurgence of other sports? I know it's a little tough question, but let me ask anyway.
I won't say threatened. I think cricketers will welcome that people start playing something else as well. If everybody is going one direction, that's where people will start saying there is a politics, we don't get opportunity, a good player is sitting out. We have, as far as the population is concerned, it's very challenging. And if everybody start doing only one, if everybody start becoming a doctor or everybody start becoming a lawyer, where will we go? So I think it's very good if other sports are getting their due. That I'll say. But you know, it's an example for you, or it's an example for anyone who wants to see. When you run something professionally, there's no limit. Hockey is still a national game. Hockey was everything before cricket became so big. So somebody somewhere down the line, people need to understand that they could have looked after hockey players in a better way. The ex-hockey players should have done something for the game. I think they should have evolved with time. Their federation should have done something. The reason why I've said hockey, because I remember when I was growing up, I used to follow wherever Indian team used to go. Indian hockey team used to travel much, much more than Indian cricket team. And I think they were top force in the world. I think you name the tournaments and they were always in top three. So if it's not about cricket rising, it's about other sports going down and other sports going down, not because of the players. Uh-huh. It's about their association who's not looked after, who never had this sort of an imagination that this game, any game can become so big. I'm thrilled to see that other sports are getting their due.
Right. Thank you, Vijay Dayaji, for sparing your precious time to be with us at Akashwani. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on India's expanding global footprint in cricket. The participants were Vijay Dahiya, former cricketer, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890940444.